The Masterclass Series Number 23. Have fun with the forest perspective. Equipment: EOS 5D Mark III, shot number 1 and number 3. Codec DX7590, shot number 2. EF 24-70mm F4L ISUSM. EXIF. Shot number 1. Swinging on the rope. ISO 100, focal length, 61mm, aperture, f16, shutter speed, 1/200. Shot number 2. Kissing the Sphinx. ISO 80, focal length, 55mm, aperture, f35, shutter speed, 1/500, EXIF equivalent to 35mm full frame. Shot number 3. Holding the Sun. ISO 100, focal length, 70mm, aperture, f14, shutter speed, 1/50. Editing: Adobe Lightroom Classic CC. Now that you've learned how to stitch a panorama, let's discover the interesting technique of the forced perspective. The story: In travel, you come across tourists who wish to touch the top of the Eiffel Tower, or the Pyramid of Cheops, or even our very own Taj Mahal. And local photographers get them to push the Leaning Tower as if they are the one saving it from falling over, or even get a shot almost gobbling up the sun. Damn it, they could even get you kissing the Sphinx. See the pic below. Little wonder we behaved as tourists and had some photography fun at White Ran, while on a trip to the first ever photo tourism conference in Dorado, White Ran of Kutch. ISIT and Gujarat Tourism had organized this event where I won the 2018 Photo Blogger of the Year award. The technique called forced perspective. Forced perspective is a fun photography technique that uses a camera-created illusion that blurs the relative distance of multiple subjects. Wikipedia defines it as a technique that uses optical illusion to make an object appear farther away, closer, larger or smaller than it is. It manipulates human visual perception through the use of scaled objects and the correlation between them and the vantage point of the spectator or camera. The shots: We are used to seeing objects with two eyes. Parallax helps us visualize the distance between the objects and therefore their relative sizes. But a camera is a single-eyed device that has limited ability to determine the distance between the objects. That limitation helps us as photographers to create illusionary forced perspective shots. While you could play such a photographic trick when there is a monument or a structure involved, such images are a lot easier to create when the backdrop is uncluttered. White Ran of Kutch accords you one such backdrop. Let me provide you with some quick tips of forced perspective shooting. For illustration, I will also use some forced perspective shots captured elsewhere. Quick tips: While shooting forced perspective shots, the subject remains where he or she is. It is the job of the photographer to find the right vantage, viewing angle. For the forced perspective, your shot demands a greater depth of field. Shoot on narrow apertures, f13, f16, or narrower. Once the distance is right for creating the size illusion, the photographer then needs to get the line of sight right. And, as mentioned above, the narrow aperture will provide adequate depth of field to nail the shot. While shooting, encourage your subject to pose. Some results will surprise you. See the swinging on the rope image. Forced perspective is a technique that engages both the photographer and the subject. And time flies while experimenting with this technique. Give yourself an adequate time window when you plan a session. Bonus tip, courtesy Chinkarkanis of sandypatient.com: Use your smartphone for the forced perspective shots. Its wide lens ensures you get both the closer and distant subject in focus. That's it. Now go have fun. And remember, in this technique, only your imagination is the limit. Pin it for reference.